Crystal River Elementary 4th grade students and Ms. Hamilton and Mrs. McMichael's reading group wrote this I Believe essays because we want the public to hear our opinions.
Sometimes in life, you need someone who's akin to you. My belief is that when you get to know people, you're more alike than you thought. It's okay if you don't meet your twin, but everybody should have a friend that has something in common. I think this because it's fun to have friends with common interests. When I first ever looked at Giada in 3rd grade, I thought she would be different from me. I saw a medium-sized girl trying to talk to my friend Edie. A few days later, they were inseparable, and at that point, I thought I knew that we would never be friends. We just seemed too different. Now we move on to 4th grade, the start of the last year at CRES. I thought this moment would never happen a year ago. I was almost sure it wouldn't, I said as I walked into school with a big smile on my face. But then I saw her brother hugging her. I stopped and said to myself, at least she has a caring brother that does not tease her every minute. My brother and I always getting into arguments. I had hung out with her after school before, but all of a sudden she asked me to come over for a sleepover. I wanted to go, but I was a bit worried because her family was likely to be a lot different from mine. And although I have sleepovers all the time, I didn't know her very well yet. I came to her house the next day for a sleepover. I slowly walked out of my dad's truck, shaking as if I was about to touch a snake for the very first time. Very worried and also a little scared, I slowly walked up the steps to see my dad already talking to Giada's mom. When I saw Giada, it made me a lot less worried because she had a big smile on her face. I walked in and dashed over to Giada to hug her in excitement. I looked over to see if her dad was there, and sure enough, he was. He stopped working and walked towards my dad and smiled. When my dad left, I was just fine, but I stuck around Giada for the most of the time I was there. A few hours later, her mom asked what we wanted for dinner, and of course we both shouted, "Pizza!" So a few minutes later, I was rolling out some dough into a large circle on a flat surface and mixing some pizza sauce ingredients up. And when we did that, it reminded me when I would have a friend over for a sleepover, and we'd all make a homemade banana bread or make cake. We would normally take turns mixing and rolling out dough. After a few hours, I realized her family is a lot like mine. When somebody came, my dad would always work, but he would try to stop and say hi and check on us. And as for my mom, she'd either be cooking, doing chores, or helping us with a project. After that day, I realized that not everyone is so different. That was just one of many times that I realized I had more in common with someone than I originally thought. For example, one time I walked into Pepino's in 2nd grade and I was surprised to see someone in my class with the same meal I had. This belief will be important because in the future, having somebody that has something in common with you can help you in anyone and everyone. Although at first you may not think you have something in common, but if you open up and try to get to know them, you might be surprised. Lots can happen during someone's life, but I'm still so young and I'll meet lots of new people. Meeting people who are different and the same are good things, and while you might not have something in common with everyone you meet, you should open up to the possibility. And to have someone that has something in common with you makes things a lot more fun.
This has been a collaboration between Crystal River Elementary School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.